Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing combine with the Australian Turf Club for the prestigious Everest Spring Racing Carnival.
Incredible racing moments will be created.
Hear the breaking racing news plus the crucial race day interviews.
Your best start every day this spring is
Racing HQ. Brought to you by TAB and HQ Insurance.
Be sure, insure with HQ.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Racing HQ coverage of Melbourne Cup Day. And, of course, there are so many meetings around New South Wales as well. Wherever you are, and if you're fortunate enough to have the day off, you can go out and enjoy it anywhere. In alphabetical order today around the state, there's Coffs Harbour, Dubbo. There's a big picnic meeting, a huge day at Gosford on the Central Coast. We've got racing at Kembla Grange. Of course, the Kensington meeting out at Randwick. Mwillimbah, Muswellbrook have got a huge day today. Nowra, the Sapphire Coast, Tamworth, Taree and Wentworth. So stacks of meetings for you to get out and enjoy Melbourne Cup Day or wherever you may be today. We're going to help you over the next few hours setting it up with all the racing. Flemington starting early at 5 to 11. In an hour's time, Paul Joyce will be joining us to give us his thoughts for the Kensington program. But as normal on a Melbourne Cup morning, we welcome in our leading form analyst to have a look at Melbourne Cup Day. Dean Lester, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
And fortunately, as we've been watching on the Big Sports Breakfast, it's reasonably clear and sunny there. It was a lot different last night.
Yes. I'll leave the weather to another man. But, it looks a lot better this morning.
It does. And let's welcome in the weatherman, Mark Hunter. Good morning.
Morning, Hoss. I was indoors last night and I couldn't see outside, but I could hear the rain belting on the roof for about half an hour there. But it's beautiful this morning.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Liam O'Keefe has said that it's a soft six. He thinks there will be an upgrade to a five at some stage today. They got around 7 mil in the storm last night, making it 12.2 for the last 24 hours. But Dean and Mark, you're the weather guru here, but this, you know, he's confident that it'll get to a five.
Yeah, it's staggering. The rain we had Saturday and last night and... Yep, he heard him on radio. He's very confident there that he said it will get to a soft five and it looks like it's all cleared for the day now.
We know it can drain pretty quick there, Dean, don't we?
Yeah, it's remarkable and it's just getting that window of opportunity to just have a chance to dry out and it'll play, I think, very well considering what's happened the last 3 or 4 days.
All right, well, let's have a look at every race. And, of course, that will take in the Lexus Melbourne Cup at 3 o'clock. But let's start with the first at 5 to 11. And at this stage with TAB, a lot of these debuting and we'll have to keep an eye on the market. But in the first, number 8, Mutasira is at 4.40 and favourite. 7, Marchina is at 6.50. Number 2, Araf is at 8.50, along with number 13, Thala. And then the top one is at $10. So, Dean, what can you help our listeners with only two of these having a start?
Yeah, not a great deal, Andrew. I mean, they've all trialled, and a lot of these have showed good speed, so it'll be interesting how it sets up. I've gone with number 2, Araf. Thought it would be probably in the right spot and drawn where it's drawn and looks fairly strong. The Mar Eustace pair of Marchina and Mundasira look to have jumped out well. And I thought Thala might be the one that'll be strong late. It looked okay at the jump outs as well. But we'll learn a lot more out of this race. 2, 7, 8 and 13.
Yeah, pretty similar. Just with number 8, Mundasira. Just hoping for a better getaway. It can be a bit tardy at the gates. It looks like it's got good speed. It just needs to begin. Being stable of flying with the 2-year-olds to beat number 2, Araf. Dead set. Spot on there, Dean. He said it'll just park in the right spot outside the speed. It looked good in the trial recently, sitting outside a horse on that tight little inner track at Flemington. 7, Marchina, draws for a great run just behind the speed. And 1, Amorosity, wanted to get its head up and do a few things wrong, but showed good ability, got the blinkers on for the first time. 8, 2, 7, and 1.
Matt Hill, of course, calling all the action. He goes right down the bottom, right the score, number 16, to beat 8, 5 and 2. 16, 8, 5 and 2. We'll obviously keep a close eye on that market as we approach 5 to 11. Race 2 over the 1,400. The favourite is number 7, Faistos, here for Godolphin, currently at $2.40. In the last hour, it's gone 2.50 to 2.40. 3, Brave Tango, is at $5. 1, William Thomas, at $5.50. 5, East Inderman at 6.50, and then out to number 8, Yeldab, a $10 chance. And it's gone 12 into 10, Mark, in the last 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's got in short enough, Andrew, number 7, Faistos, but I think it's the one to beat. It was really good last campaign. It was terrific when we saw it last at Flemington. I think the jar off the track's perfect. It's a moderate field with quite a long tail, and I thought the Craig Williams could park back off them, peel to the outside, and run them down to beat number 3, Bravo Tango. He ran in this race last year, but he failed on that really wet track there. Not sure he's going as well as he can, but he's still going well enough to be competitive in this grade. A 6, Reflectivity, would have certainly liked it on a better track. It draws for a great run. I just hope it's not too wet for it. And 5, East India Man, who's a limited horse but gets up on the speed and gives you a sight. I'll go 7, 3, 6 and 5.
Yeah, same exacta for me. I think Faistos well suited here. Probably gets across okay, and I think will be hard to beat. I think Bravo Tango is just going so much better this year, and not being ridden so negatively, I think he can run well. William Thomas, I've been hoping he'd get to 1,400 metres. The challenge for him is the 60.5 kilos, giving some weight to some promising horses, but he's going very well, and I think he'll run the trip. An East India Man, as Mark said, he's limited, but he's going to land in a good spot, and that, for that reason, he's giving himself some chance. 7, 3, 1 and 5.
Matt Hill likes number 5, East India Man, to beat 1, 3 and 2. 5, 1, 3 and 2 for Matt in race number 2. Race 3, the Tab Trophy for the mares over 1,700 metres, and again, an open race here. The current favourite is 7, Shawnee, for Chris Waller and Kieran McAvoy. They're at $4.60. Number 2, One More Try, is only 20 cents behind at $4.80. Number 10, She Is What She Brings, at $5.50. 6, Romany Girl, down there at $6.50. And 13, Extreme Pride, did open this morning at $8.50. It's now $7.50. And number 3, She's Dashing, is $13. What do you like here, Dean?
Andrew, I'm going with number 7, Shawnee. I thought ridden maybe a little bit close last start, fitted for a couple of runs. I thought off a quieter ride, Flemington form's good. One More Try won this race last year. It's been a real shortener over the past 24 hours. My little worry was barrier 1, whether that inside would hold up after Saturday, but if it does, I think she's got a legitimate chance. Did win it third up last year. 13, Extreme Pride, just keeps getting better through the grades and just keeps making her own luck, and I think she'll run well again. And 6, Romany Girl, who's come up really well for the Wallace stable. 7, 2, 13 and 6.
Yeah, I'm with number 2, One More Try. I think it's flying. This horse won the race last year. Goes up 3 kilos from last year. I think the run at Caulfield was outstanding back. Just had no hope the way the race was run and just roared through them to run 4th. Does draw gate 1, and there's every chance the inside will be no good. But I think Craig Williams leads on Extreme Pride from 2. There doesn't look to be a heap of pressure. I think Willow will come off the fence, so hopefully Damien can just follow off the fence, pick his way through. I think she'll run terrific. I think number 7, Shawnee's the danger for sure. Kieran McAvoy going on a plus. Quiet Ride just come charging down the middle. 6, Romany Girl, going to get a long way back but be steaming home. And 10, See What She Brings, is racing in absolute career best form against Joe Marrera. 2 each way for me from 7, 6 and 10.
Yeah, Matt Hill's in the boat of One More Try here, number 2, to beat 9, 13 and 10. 2, 9, 13 and 10 in race 3. Race 4, the Macca's Run. John Allen takes the ride on 14, Latin Beat. Well, here's one that really has exploded on the scene after being purchased from overseas and 2 wins at Caulfield. Shared Ambition, number 3. Right now it's $1.55 for Waller and Nashra Willer at Tab. Number 7, Gayatri, at $7.50. Then Exemplar, number 5, is at $12. 13, Kentucky Diva, at $14. And the toppy Big Blue at $17. Mark, tell us about Shared Ambition.
Well, you might have to wait next year, Andrew, 2015.
Yes.
More to watch it race. I think it might be in race 7. It's absolutely burst on the scene like a complete and utter star. It just got held up at Caulfield, was arrogant, got to the outside and just destroyed them. Well, I think they put up about $2.50 here with not many deductions, and it should just win and win easily on its way to a much better race. To beat, take your pick, maybe number 5, Exemplar, as long as it's ridden with a sit just behind the speed, not bursting out to lead. I think it's got a good place chance. 7, Gayatri, parks behind them, pokes through, can run a place, and 13, Kentucky Diva. With the blinkers going on, I think you'll see a quiet ride out the back and just pick his way through and pick off the tired ones late. 3 should win and win easily from 5, 7 and 13.
Yeah, he should win. He's been very good in both runs in Australia, and he's got upside, whereas we know that probably the level most of these are at now in their careers. So he should win Shared Ambition to beat Cinder Wynn, who's, I thought he ran okay at Bendigo, and he's raced well in this race before. 13 Kentucky Diva running on late, and 7 Gayatri next best. 3-2, 13-7.
Matt Hill goes the favourite as well. Shared Ambition, number 3, to beat 7-9-1. 3-7-9-1. Obviously, they've spotted him early here, Dean, haven't they? They've gone, looked at him winning those races up to 2,200. And, gee, the last time at 2,400, he just blew him away again.
Yeah, he did, Andrew. And, they've been fairly slowly run races, but he's absolutely killed them. And, he just looks like a horse that's going to get better with distance.
Yeah, it'll be interesting come 12 months, as you say, what happens between now and next year. The Schwepp of Essence plate is race number 5, and a theory number 14 here for Godolphin and Mark Zara is now the $5.50 favourite. Number 3, Can't Be Done. Got to a high of 8. It's now $7, number 3 this morning. For Ghana, it's gone, 8 to 7.50 over the last hour. 5, Sartorni in Summer is at 7.50, and 2, Hawker Hurricane is at 9.50. So a theory here, Dean's the current favourite. She's got some wide races today, though. It's currently at 5.50.
Yeah, I think she's a good each-way bet, Andrew. A theory, she's only won 1 of 10, but she's been tried a lot at 1,200, which she doesn't run. And again, last start in the Thoroughbred Club behind California Zimbol and Loving Gabby. Back to 1,000. The blinker's going on. Her soft track form's good. There's a run there to Bivouac and Libertini, which is terrific form. And I just thought Mark Zara is a real plus. 14. 3 Can't Be Done. Loved his recent trial. He's a really genuine horse. So I'll be playing both of those for me. 14 and 3. 4 Ghana and 5 Santorini Summer have met before. Wasn't a lot between them. Both should be competitive here. But 14 and 3 for me ahead of 4 and 5.
Yeah, number 14 for me too, Ethereum. I think the blinker's going on, Zara going on, drawn out wide, follow the speed out wide. There looks like good pace, and I think it'll run terrific. Just needs the clear air at the right time. I put number 7, Espinola, in for second, looking for the horse off the speed that's going to be running on strongly. 5, Santorini Summer. Both runs have been terrific and trialled well, and 3, Can't Be Done, who's drawn to sit right up outside the speed there. Good soft track form, home track, Danny O'Brien's flying, trialled well, got a great chance also. Tough race, but on with 14, 14, 7, 5 and 3.
And 3 for the end there. Matt Hill likes 4 Ghana to beat 16, 14 and 6. 4, 16, 14 and 6 from Matt Hill in race 5. The Jim Beam is race 6 at Flemington, and the toppies the favourite here for Richard Lemming and Damien Oliver. Jamaican Rain, currently at 4.20 at Tab. Number 4, Sweet Scandal, can certainly handle the soft ground at 4.40. Number 8, La Tigressa is $6. 3, Bella Martini at 9. 7, Into the Abyss at 9.50. And then number 9, Victory Kingdom is at $11. Jamaican Rain, though, is the current favourite here. Mark at $4.20.
And this is a race, Andrew. I'm not sure how these favourites or the horses up the top, I'm just not sure how they're going. So I'm looking for some value in the race. I'm right down the bottom here to number 12, Gina's Hope, who I think's flying. The stable's going great. I thought it was a terrific run at Geelong. The jar out of the track's no worries. The trip's no worries. I just think it's one that you know what you're going to get. So sit back at big odds and run on down the centre to beat number 7, into the Abyss, just completely out of its comfort zone at 1,200 at Geelong. Much better suited here, 1,400. 8, La Tigressa, it's going well. It's run at Flemington their last campaign. This trip was outstanding, and I don't mind a firmer track for it than what it got last time. And 10, Dunbrody Power, who probably can't win on form, just pure form from Sydney, but it's on the improve, it's going well, it's got Craig Williams, and I think it's not without a chance. Could be a blowout race, this one. I'll go 12, 7, 8 and 10.
I agree with the sentiment. I like numbers 8 and 12 here. I think La Tigressa is going really well. Picked her way through the field to win at Mowi. It was a good effort. Ready for 1,400 metres now. I think Gina's Hope's massive odds. Returned some of the best sectionals of the day at Geelong in defeat. 1,400 suits a lot better. And like where she's drawn to just be swooping on them late. They're the two for me, 8 and 12. 1, Jamaican Rain. Bit of a D-Day for her, but conditions suit, and Sweet Scandal getting a good run next best. 8, 12, 1 and 4.
Matt Hill likes number one, Jamaican Rain, to beat 8, 4 and 7. 1, 8, 4 and 7 in race number six. And by the way, Gina's Hope here, number 12. It did open a couple of days ago at 26. Now $13. It's gone 15 into 13 in the last 20 minutes. Number 12, Gina's Hope, marks a top fancy there and included by Dean. Righto, we move to the one that will stop us all, the Melbourne Cup, due at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And what I'll do here is go through the tote price in New South Wales with the fixed odds. So you get comparisons, because there's already $1.4 million in the New South Wales win tote. So from the top, Cross Counter, 17 the tote, 15 fixed. Murder Glaze, 8.80 the tote and $9 fixed. Master of Reality, 24 and 26 fixed. Mirage Dancer, 35 and 34 fixed. Southern France, 24 and 26. Hunting Horn, 44 the tote, 41 fixed. Latrobe, 27 the tote, 23 fixed. Mustajir, $14.70 the tote, 17 fixed. Rostoprovich, $60 and 71 fixed. Twilight Payment, 31 and 41 fixed. Finch is the tote and fixed odds favourite. $7.80 on the tote, $8 fixed. Prince of Arran, 16 and 18 fixed. Raymond Tusk, $30 and 23 fixed. Downdraft, 25 and 21 fixed. Magic Wand, 32.40 the tote and 21 fixed. Norfbosk, 76 and 101. Sound is 65 and 81 fixed. Surprise Baby, $13.10 the tote and 14 fixed. Constantinople, 9.40 on the tote and 9.50 fixed. Il Paradiso, $20 on the tote and $15 fixed. Steel Prince, 59 and 71. The Chosen One, $40 and 51. Vow and Declare, 11.50 tote and $12 fixed. And Young Star, 27 the tote and 34 fixed. So that gives you current comparisons. As I say, there's 1.4 million already in the New South Wales tote, and there's a little bit of difference between them. Dean, Il Paradiso is certainly one there at $20 the tote and 15 fixed.
Yeah, it is, Andrew. He's one of the imports, or the internationals. Hard for me to assess, but he's got that good run behind Stradivarius, and I suppose there has been a liking for the Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds having won the past two runnings.
Let's get your thoughts, guys, just on the initial speed map of how do you think it'll be run. Well, Dean, give us your thoughts. Is it going to be simply a case of O'Brien's just Aiden and Joseph being able to control it?
Yeah, I've got them as the five main speed horses, so it could easily be that case, Andrew, and depends which one they send forward. Hunting Horn's used to that role, whether he does that. Magic Wand coming up from 2,000 metres from the outside draw. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see which one they actually send forward.
How do you see it, Mark?
Yeah, the same. The only thing I would say, that Master of Reality is a really one-pace strong stayer, so whether they push him up to make him lead, it's they certainly control the tempo, and, you know, Twilight Payment and Latrobe probably from out wide stride forward as well, with Prince of Arran and Finch getting beautiful runs just behind them.
I was just going to ask you about Finch. There's obviously a warming to him, now the favourite on both tote and fixed. Where does he get to, Dean, or where does Kieran McAvoy need to get to from barrier four?
Yeah, the little worry is he's just got to keep off the rail, but with Master Reality, I'm sure, as Mark said, he'll be punching forward. Murder Glass, probably ridden neutral. Raymond Tusk, I don't think he's got a huge amount of speed. He's next down to the rail, so it'll be interesting that first 400 metres how it plays out. But I've got him inside first half of the field, probably 6th, 7th, probably.
And of the locals, Mark, Surprise Baby, Vow and Declare, Steel Prince, where do you place them from their, well, wide barriers?
Vow and Declare, I think, has got no option. He goes back and just almost right back and just gets in that three-wide train and hopes to improve. I hope they don't ride Surprise Baby forward at all. I just hope they go back and take their chance and get into that three-wide train. Steel Prince, he's just not beginning, Andrew. That's his issue. He used to go forward and race somewhere up the front and get into those dogfights and race really well, but he's just lost that barrier manners. He's lost his barrier manners, so I think that also puts him in the back third. So I think the three locals are in the back third of the field.
Okay, and the other one I need to ask about it before we get your overall thoughts, guys, is the Japanese horse Murder Glaze. From that barrier too, the instant reaction was that it wasn't ideal, Dean.
Well, he seemed to relish, you know, just having that momentum and room. I don't know if it's absolutely ideal for him, no.
Mark?
Oh, look, I think they rode him closer. I think he went back from that gate. Yep. In the Caulfield Cup, because he just drew so wide and had to go back. But him and Cross Current, like, the only reason Cross Counter went back last year because it drew 23, I think they'll both settle sort of midfield this time.
Understand. Fascinating as always. Dean, take us through your thoughts in the Melbourne Cup.
I'm going with Finch. I just hope he can get into a spot that then he can use his ability to stay, and I thought he's had a very good preparation for the race, and the engagement of Kieran McAvoy is significant. I think Cross Counter is a massive chance. I know he goes up in weight, but he's going to be a lot closer than the runners Mark just mentioned. And there's only 5.5 kilo spread here. I don't think he's that disadvantaged going up that much in weight, and I think he's going very well. Vow and Declare, he's just going to come with one run. Flemington's going to suit him, and Prince of Arran, who I think he's priced on his European form, and his form in Australia is always first rate. He gives a good sight every time, and I think he'll run well. 11, 1, 23 and 12.
Yeah, I'm with number 20, El Paradiso. You just think Aidan O'Brien might have a horse that he just gets ready for the Melbourne Cup each year, and they run around in races over there that, I don't know, they just seem to go better when they come out here. Now, the run two starts ago, Stradivarius and DXB, that's outstanding form. It was up in grade there, was right with them until about the 100-metre mark and just lost about a length and a half. Maybe the 2900 was just too short. It's got 3200 here. It's got blinkers on. I just hope they don't push it too far forward. You'd love to see it midfield in that three-wide train, building its strength. I think it'll run the trip really strongly to beat number one, Cross Counter. He's flying again, this horse. He'll get a great run midfield. He's a super stayer. The jar out of the track's perfect. 23, Vow and Declare. Drying track will certainly help him. He'll be back, 52 kilos, work his way into the race, home track. He'll run great. And 18, Surprise Baby, just doesn't need to push forward and do too much work. As long as it goes back, let it find its feet, just get in that train and keep improving, be really strong down the middle. I'll go 20 to beat 1, 23 and 18.
Righto, for Matt Hill in the Melbourne Cup, he likes 19, Constantinople, to be 12, 13 and 23. 19, 12, 13 and 23 from Matt in the Melbourne Cup. Race 8, an hour later, the favourite is Junipel, right down the bottom, number 17, currently at 4.20 at tab. 8, So You Win at $5. 11, Look Like Elvis at $6.50. And Yulong Prince, number 2, this morning has gone in the last half an hour, 10, 8.50 and now 7.50, number 2, Yulong Prince. Mark, what do you like here?
Andrew, I think if Junipel's got one more run in it, hasn't trained off, I think it will win. The run, the Cascadian form is the best form in the race. It's flying. Jar out of the track's perfect. I don't mind it being drawn near the inside. There's only one leader here, Runaway, and you can just see Johnny Allen just following through that inside line. Junipel setting sail after them. As long as it hasn't trained off, I think it wins. To beat number 2, Yulong Prince, who's been absolutely desperate for the blinkers. I think it's the danger for sure. 8, So You Win, racing consistently, just struggles to win. And 4, Kawhi, come back from a spell in terrific form, going to be running on strongly. But keen on 17 to win with 2, the danger. 17, 2, 8 and 4.
Yeah, I agree. I think Junipel's going really well. I like that he might not have to get as far back from the draw. He has had a long preparation. That is the concern. Yulong Prince with the blinkers, I think, has got a legitimate winning chance, number 2. 8, So You Win. Would have preferred him on slightly better ground, but he's very consistent. He's another one deep into a preparation. And I thought the horse that was fresh on the scene here is Plan CL, only third up from a spell. 17, 2, 8 and 6.
Matt Hill likes number 11, Looks Like Elvis, as his value bet of the day, to beat 15, 17 and 2. 11, 15, 17 and 2. The second last race, 9. Here's a horse in good form. Parsifal, number 6, favourite for Will Clarkin, currently at 370. Royal Symphony comes back today for Hawks Racing. Number 1 is at $5. 2 Tactical Advantage at $7, along with number 4, Milwaukee. 10 Smart Coupe at $9.50, along with number 13, More Than Exceed. I've got to ask you, Dean, about Royal Symphony. Have you spotted in jump outs?
Yeah, he's been going very well, Andrew. He's pretty sharp and he looks in good form. So I would think he'd run very well. He's one of the complications of this race. The other is that the good chances have drawn closer to the inside. So I've gone with Parsifal. He's racing well. He's fit. He's going well, but he does have barrier one. Milwaukee does like the straight track. He's been freshened up. He can run well again. Royal Symphony's the big watch. And Holbein, he ran okay over the shorter trip recently at Moonee Valley. Better suited 1,200 down the straight. 6-4-1-11.
Yeah, it's a query race, this one. I've gone with Parsifal, who's drawn gate one. It's going to take a great D-lane ride to just glide across and glide across and be in the right spot at the right time. But I think it's come back from a spell for Will Clark, and it's stronger now. It's running 1,200 metres better. It's absolutely flying. And if it gets that right run, I think it can win to beat number 10, Smart Coupe, or Smart Coupe, who's just lost its way last campaign. It was a good win at Geelong. Would certainly want a drawing track. It's one that is drawn the right spot. Number one, Royal Symphony. He's pretty bullish, Wayne Hawks on radio down here. Should have won the Caulfield Guineas, fourth in the Cox Plate. That's a long time ago, but it's trialled well. And 11, Holbein, gets a little gear change, which it needs, a near side blinker on. Just wanted to lay in badly at Moonee Valley. It's next best for me. 6-10, 1-11.
Matt Hill likes 4 Milwaukee to beat 2-6 and 12. 4-2-6 and 12. The last, the Hong Kong Jockey Club Stakes. We've got Tony and Kelvin McAvoy. Well, they were the former trainers of Royal Symphony. They've got the favourite here, Zilong, number 5, currently at 370. 6 bets are flying. A very upbeat Chris Waller the last couple of days around this horse at $5. Number 4, Pretty Brazen at $5.50. 11, California Salto at $7.50. And down the bottom, number 18, It's Kind of Magic. It's gone 11 into 10 this morning. What do you like in the last here, Mark?
I like Bet You're Flying, Andrew. I think maybe it needs a mile, but from where it's drawn, I think the speed is Zilong in one there, and I think Bet You're Flying can park probably 3 or 4 back inside, trail that line through. I think it's going to be really strong at the end of 1,400 metres to beat number 11, California Salto, who looks like it's going to be in the right spot to come out of the pack and chase down the middle. Number 4, Pretty Brazen, good win last time, got a good chance again. And 5, Zilong, who's flying. It's the leader. Don't know it on softish ground, but the track should be drawing by now. 6-11, 4-5.
I'm going with the two McAvoy runners, Pretty Brazen and Zilong. I think she's a good filly, Pretty Brazen, and she can wind up here and run well again. Zilong will be on pace, and just depending on how the fence is holding up, Betcha Flying's the other one. I think if you're going to trim up a leg of the quaddie, this is the one I would be trimming up. I think 4, 5, and 6 are the main chances. I'll put in Ready, Set, Sail next best, but 4, 5, 6, and 1.
Matt Hill in the last, like 6 Betcha Flying to beat 4, 5, and 2. 6, 4, 5, and 2 in the last. So they're the tips for the 10 races, repeating in the Melbourne Cup Race 7. Dean Lester likes 11 to beat 1, 23 and 12. Mark Hunter, 20 to beat 1, 23 and 18. Matt Hill likes 19 to beat 12, 13 and 23. Righto, best bets, Dean.
Andrew, I like a couple that are about each way price, but that's the nature of the day. Race 5, number 14, Aetheri, is my best. And race 6, number 8, La Tigeressa.
La Tigeressa, race 6, number 8. And what about you, Mark?
Nah, not as brave. Hoss, I'll go race 4, number 3, Shared Ambition. And race 8, number 7, Junipel. And one at the bush, Andrew, I don't know if it's scratched. I don't know what odds it is. But Echuca, race 7, number 6, Scamper, is ready to win.
Race 7, number 6.
Hopefully
okay.
It's on and hopefully it's running.
Okay, let me, I'm just getting it up here on the Trustful app. And here we go, Echuca on a soft 5. Race 7, number 6.
Yeah, with that one at odds on and we hope it's running.
$2.60.
Oh, that'll do. There you go.
Yeah, okay. $2.60 and favourite for Leon and Troy Causton. So that's the extra Echuca, race 7, number 6. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy today and we'll speak again tomorrow about Kyneton.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. And Dean, you have a good day. There's nothing like it, is there? The nation stops. And right now, you know, we've got, I noted a tweet from Richard Hannon, the trainer of Raymond Tusk. Who else is getting up at 4 o'clock with me to watch the Melbourne Cup?
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a fair point too. But, yeah, it's the race that's now stopping the world. So it's a fantastic atmosphere. It's great to be in Melbourne this time of year and can't wait for it to be run.